Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45. Guys, I don't know what is going on with the men these days, but nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming out there to grab you by your little hand and, let's say, teach you how to be a man these days, okay? If you're one of those guys that just thinks that you can just sit there and not do anything about your life, not take care of your family, keep doing the drink, keep doing drugs, keep gaffing off, and just letting your whole family just walk away, and you just don't care, that's not the way that men are supposed to be, okay? Men are supposed to be strong. Men are supposed to be stable. Men are supposed to be the rock in your life. When you have a family, the man is supposed to be, in God's eyes, the most stable figure, okay? Men are the leaders. If you don't know how to be a leader, learn from a proven mentor, okay? Stop being such a sissy. Men are supposed to be strong. Men are supposed to adapt. Men are supposed to be the ones that go out and provide for the family, okay? If you don't have a family, you still need to be a leader. Men need to lead from the front, okay? We need more real men these days, okay? We need leaders in our society. The way that society is formed these days is developed of a bunch of people right now that are just looking for handouts. Everyone's confused. Everyone's looking for a direction. Guess what? I don't have the direction. But you know what I do have? Is I have the will to keep going. I have the will to figure it out. I have the will to get up and get after it day in, day out, regardless of how hard the day is, how good the day is, or how neutral the day is. It doesn't matter if it doesn't matter the day or time or how it is. All that matters is how my discipline is, okay? And what my discipline means to me, okay? My discipline is everything. Continuously doing something daily has everything to do with my values and how I was raised. I was raised by a single mother, okay? My mom didn't have anything. She didn't have shit to piss in, okay? A can to piss in, whatever you want to call it. She had nothing. She was so broke and so poor. But my dad wasn't around since I was like five. He was just off doing his own thing. And a lot of people don't know it, and I've said it before, but my dad became a transgender later in my life. My dad had his own personal issues, which resulted in me not growing up to be the man at first that I knew how to be. I didn't have any guidance. Taking that for what it was, I had to figure myself out. I had to figure out what it would take to be a man. So I looked into the wrong areas. I looked into other men, which were bad examples. I got into little gangs, running around with my head chopped off, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I didn't get the love at home that I needed from a man, so I went to other men of my stature that I thought I needed to emulate. And the tough guy was the guy in the image that I was looking for, because that to me felt like love. That was the kind of way that I received loved at the time. That didn't do anything for me. That just got me into trouble. I had trouble graduating high school. I got into other things where I was just too busy partying and drinking and just screwing off and just doing everything that just wasn't becoming of a good man and what a man should be and what a man should emulate. After I got into the Marine Corps, I tried to get into the Marine Corps to try to fix myself, because I just wanted to be the tough guy. That's what I thought fixing myself was. It's just being a man. That's what I thought a man was. It's just being the tough guy, not having emotions, none of that, which is, it's not that. It's complete opposite. You have to have emotions to be a man, but you don't have to be sensitive. You can understand how to treat somebody, how to take care of somebody, and understand how to do what's right and what's wrong, and live by a set of values. Values are all you have in life. No matter what I do today, I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow, whether I'm a rich man or whether I'm a poor man. Okay? And I've been a poor man my whole life, and I choose rich every time. Okay? you got to have your goals in line, and you have to have your purpose and your values, and you have to live by that daily. That's what a man is. That's what a man is supposed to emulate. No one is coming to save you, guys. You men out there that think that someone's coming around the corner and they're just going to take you by the hand, like I said earlier, is just not going to happen. We need more leaders out there. The men out there need to stop being so feminine. They need to stop portraying themselves to women as I'm taking care of half the bill. You ain't taking care of half. You're taking care of the whole bill because you're the man, okay? You need to take a woman out. You need to take care of your family. You need to take care of your children. You need to provide. Men are providers. Stop thinking that women need to do all that stuff, okay? Men need to lead from the front. They need to lead their families. They need to lead in a way that their family follows. There's an old rule out there that says that if the man follows on his own, 80% of the time, the family will follow. If the woman leads on her own, less than 30% of the time, the family will follow. And if the children lead on their own, it's less than 5% of the time that the rest of the family will follow. The family follows based on the father, the man. I hit rock bottom in 2020 after I went through my Marine Corps battles, after suffering, getting out and being displaced and being homeless and getting into medication as a way of coping because of my back injuries and because of the mental stuff I was going through. And I got nothing out of it. I got zero out of it. So I led a life of not being emotional, not having any connection with human beings, just focused on just trying to save myself by working and just trying to figure out how I could get this life going and what was the purpose of living. And I just couldn't find it. And then I hit rock bottom in 2020. And I hit the all-time low I've ever felt in my entire life. And I just wanted to exit life. I got to that point. Then I woke up. Real change happened to me when I had hit the worst depth in the ocean. It had to have been that low for me to change. And I did. Something woke me up. Something triggered me. And I realized that I was not in connection with my emotions. That I wasn't in connection with my thoughts, that I wasn't in connection with who I was as a man and what my values were. I was just out of alignment, complete alignment within myself. And after I figured that out and I figured out how to recover from it by getting into self-help, learning from a proven mentor, which I believe that every man needs is a proven mentor, someone that can lead you. And then you need to be a proven mentor to somebody else, repeat the cycle. But after I learned all that is when I actually changed. And I started immersing myself in self-help, learning from people that I admired, and I liked what they had to say. And then as I took what I needed from that, and I started building the character and the man and the reference that I should have been my whole life, the man that I hopefully someday will become and catch up to in heaven one day when I get there, because I always feel like I'm on this race with the best version of myself, and I'm hoping to catch them when I meet my maker, which in my eyes is God. I'm hoping that one day I'll meet that person and I'll catch them and I'll say, hey, you know what? I caught you. I became the best version of myself. When I become that best version of myself, I don't know if I'll ever feel it or understand or know. I just think that my life will be at complete bliss. I'm not saying that the problems will ever go away. I just think that I'll understand that whatever problems I do occur or have in my life, I'll take them with a grain of salt. And I'm not going to be as worried anymore because I'll have loved myself and I'll be at the tip of the height of the greatest love that I could ever feel for myself and for my family and my life. The goal in life, guys, for you men out there, if you're sitting there and you're wondering, well, this is just what I'm meant to do. I don't have purpose or I feel sorry for myself. Your goal in life is to become the best version of yourself and then gift that person to the world. That's your goal. Now, if you're saying to yourself, what's my gift? Your gift is literally to focus on exactly what I just said, okay, for right now. You need to focus on finding yourself, the highest being of yourself, the highest, most physically fit person, the highest, most mentally competent person, and the highest, most spiritually confident person. All those things will make yourself the best version of yourself. Once you become that person and you've reached the highest point of each of those topics, your life will be completely organized and in order, hopefully. And then at that point, you can then take everything that you've learned, start creating the steps to level up, and then slowly learn how to lead other men in the path that you've gotten to, and then give it all back, just like I am now. So once I figured that out, that this is what I need to do and I need to stay in alignment, and you can course correct along your way, and you're going to have ups and downs, find that proven mentor, follow that person, have them motivate you, be responsible for your actions, and let them course correct you and help you course correct so you can help yourself be the man that you always could be in your entire existence. Just remember, guys, nobody's coming to save you. Be a man, lead your family, lead with purpose, and follow a spiritual way of life. Be physical, be active, be fit, and just love yourself. As always, guys, get up, get after it, and get some.